Today's reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this, we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Love, one of my favorites, right?
Yeah.
And a beautiful way for us to focus this Earth Day weekend. Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. I read that love is known in action. Love is known in action. So I got thinking, how do we demonstrate love? First John starts back in the beginning with an introduction to this whole first three letters, and it talks about who is going to read this. This life is to reveal and to testify to it, but the end of it says why they wrote John, 1 John. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. And even though I was stuck on love is known in action, I really got excited with this idea that of joy, right? That our joy may be complete. And so I started to think about what joy is, right? Here we go. Joy is a fun thing to ponder. No. Joy is usually lighthearted, right? Upbeat. Joy, smiles, and laughter. That's what I think of with joy, right? Joy is an expression that is difficult to contain, right? And it often comes from a place within us that has to first be at peace and feel safe in order for joy to manifest and to dwell there. How'd I do? I know I'm not going to work for Webster's anytime soon, but that's how I think of joy. Yeah. But how do you know joy? What brings you joy? Or if you'd rather, how do you know love? How do you describe it to another? Love is known in action. In this letter of 1 John, it started and it says that God's love is light. That's good, because in Psalm 23, we're reminded of the darkest places, right? And so we should not fear in those places, in the darkest, most lonesome valleys, because there is the light of God in that place. Continuing in 1 John, it says the reasons for the letter, right? So that we may know that our sins have been forgiven, because we know our Creator, because the Word of God lives in us, and because we're reminded that we aren't supposed to be in love with things in this world or of this world, because those will pass away. But instead, if we have love for God, it is eternal or will last forever. But going back to the part that Alice read, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. That's verse 3:16. But when I think of 3:16, I think of the one I learned as a child, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Both recorded in books of John, both in chapter 3, verse 16. I guess we're supposed to remember love. Yeah. Perhaps the benefit of repeating it here is that us and everyone who needs a reminder of God's love can know that we get love, true love, through Jesus. And that in that relationship of love, we have been given eternal life. Are you someone who likes to decorate your house with those sayings, right? Paint a board or do a party? I'm not quite there, but if I were, I would like a few that would say, like, where love abides, right? Yeah. Or the one that I was stuck on today, right? Love is known in action. I might hang that one, like, near the kids' play area. Right? Maybe near the bedrooms it would say, to know you is to love you, right? And maybe on the way out the door there'd be a sign that says, love without condition, right? Right next to that window that we use to check the weather. And then there's the one that everyone has, right? Live well, laugh often, love much, right? We could write 100 signs and hang them everywhere, but the truth, I think, is no clearer than what we read in here. For God loved us this much. Right? Let your love be known in your action. The actions of Christ as recorded in this book, as remembered and shared with us, as experienced by you, those are how we are to know love. They're how we're to know the truth. Capital T truth. Right? They're to be the founding and the grounding of people who believe in Jesus. This text we shared today suggests that self-sacrifice might be a part of the action that we use to show love. Not out of some grand challenge or huge gesture, but out of everyday commitments and actions. There are many, many ways that we can put others first. And today we're invited to see ways that we could put others first by decreasing our carbon footprint or our environmental impact, right? That's putting first the next people who are to come, right? Remember, don't throw your junk in my backyard, my backyard, my backyard. Yeah? No one else remembers that song? Yeah? Don't throw your junk in my backyard's full. No. Oh my goodness! Well, children's sing-along time will be at a different hour, not right now, but we will be learning that one this afternoon at our house then. Oh, goodness. Right? Because if we allow God to reorient us to think about not throwing our junk in our neighbor's backyard or not leaving something for someone else to clean up or not damaging things beyond recognition, if we reorient ourselves toward the needs of others, then we're showing love like God has shown us. Which brings us back to our first question, how do you know love? How do you show love? Does it matter how we do it? Probably not. Well, a little bit, right? But it matters that we do it. That we do it. That we know that we're not all called to lay down our lives for another. That was Jesus' job. To lay down his life for us. That's the gift that he gave us. But we are all called to do things for others in the name of love. And I wonder if you've thought about that. What action of love have you been called to do? How have you made your life or your home or your relationships a place where love abides? And how can we be a community of believers that act in such a way that others are not just invited to come, but can belong with us or abide with us? On this weekend, we're invited to remember and give thanks for the city, county, state, and natural parks, right? For the open spaces that have been preserved for us. On this weekend, we're invited to think about our own footprint and the unique way that we can leave a lasting impression. On this weekend, where we have brought our whole selves into this place for worship and song and prayer and castle time, right? Yeah, and in reading the Bible. On this weekend, I invite you to think about how our actions can make love known. It would be really easy to leave us right there, right? And really comfortable. Yeah, to just end with the message of love, right? Love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said. And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. But if we leave it right there, we might be a little incomplete. Because yes, our actions are to show love. But what about our inactions? What about the times when we don't want to show up, or to do, or to give, or to love? Well, a couple verses prior to what Alice shared with us today, 1 John, it's in verse 14, it says, whoever does not love abides in death. Yeah, that's like a double whammy, right? There's definitely no joy in that. No. In John chapter 15, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Stay connected to me so you know the God, the Father in heaven, and so that you may know God's love. Jesus says, abide in me and abide in love and keep the commandments so that you may know joy and your joy may be full. So I leave you with this. What are you going to do with it this week? Right? How are you going to abide in love? Reduce, reuse, recycle. Yes, good idea. Right? Yes. Pick up trash off the side of the road, even if you didn't put it there. I think that's the loving my enemy part. Yes. Plant a tree. That would be awesome. Please, plant a couple. Right? But also, be a place, be a person where love abides. So that others may know the joy of Christ completely. Abide in Jesus, because that's where love abides. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.